Well, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey, Monday morning, March 23rd. Well, I'd like to just start and just tell you how proud I am. You know, I've been hearing stories all week of how we're continuing to serve, how we continue to serve each other and our patients and our communities and our referring providers. You guys working in the centers, I am just so proud. For those that are back and maybe working remote serving our centers, I'm so proud of you as well because you all continue to work hard. It is amazing, guys. You guys are simply amazing, and you should be so proud of what you're doing. So as an organization, our purpose remains from the last voicemail to serve our community, population health, and the hospitals in each region. See, we are going to continue to see patients because, first of all, they need us. Our patients need us. Just because of what's going on in the world doesn't stop people from being sick or injured or hurt. And we need to be there to continue to serve those people. We also need to serve our referring providers in the community. The hospitals, in addition, have asked that we continue to see patients because if we don't, those patients may go to the hospital. So what I mean is, although a scan seems like it could be scheduled out 30 days or so, if that patient really wants to get that scan done, or if the referring provider really wants to get that scan done, the patient might go to the hospital if we're not open. That worries the hospital. The hospital needs to focus on the issue at hand. They need all of their staff and team members focused on the fight that we're in. If we can see those patients in our centers, it further protects the patient from possible exposure. So that's the purpose of our organization, to serve our community, population of health, and the hospitals, and it is highly important. We have seen a drop in volumes over the last couple of weeks to the tune of about 50%. So what we're going to do in the days ahead is we're going to consolidate centers, specifically in Texas and in Denver. We're consolidating centers for a few reasons. Number one, simply volume demand. There's not enough volume to keep all of our centers open today. Number two, staffing demands. We have had some staff prefer that they go home. And so in order for us to properly staff locations, we need to take centers down and consolidate. So that will be happening over the next couple of days and days ahead. During that process, we're going to be asking for volunteers from each of you. Volunteers that are willing to stay in the centers and continue to work like you have been. Now, I want to take a moment and just explain what it means to be an active employee and those that we would like to stay in the center. By no means is this an easy request. And each of you that decide to stay and work in the centers, the thing that I ask is that you have that fire inside of you, that fight, that passion that wells up inside when you think about the opportunity to serve even in the midst of difficult situations. We all have that to some degree. But those that stay, I ask that you have that fire. That no matter what is placed before you, you are there to serve and you are there to make a difference. You are there to improve lives by what you do. You serve even beyond a paycheck. I also ask that those that stay and serve, that you please keep a positive outlook. There will be days when you're down and you're out and you're frustrated. Simply take a break, talk to leadership, and maybe take that day off if you can, or if we can, and to get regrounded so that you can come back in and continue to work hard. If you are an at-risk employee, somebody that is of age, of older age, or you have an underlying health concern, I ask that you take that very serious and that you look at the CDC guidelines around at-risk people. It is your choice if you decide to stay as an active or inactive employee, but I ask that you please take this very serious for the health, your health and the health of those around you. If you go on an inactive status, according to the letter that we sent out over the week, late last week, your pay will be at 65% of what you've been used to getting. We are going to be sending out helpful tips on how you can cut back on spending and change some other things that maybe will help you with your cash flow. That will be coming out in the days ahead. So I know that initially you may have fear around going from 100% paycheck to a 65% paycheck. We are going to do what we can to help you budget and handle that. I would encourage you to download the Smart Dollar app and start budgeting and really being wise with your spending. For those that have continued to stay, or those of you that maybe go on inactive but you would like to come back as soon as the demand allows, I want you to know what we're doing from a protective gear standpoint. We have teams around all regions that are working extremely hard on making our own protective gear. Protective gear for staff working in the centers, and also protective gear for patients. We simply can't buy protective gear at this point in time. It's very difficult. So we're going to make our own, and we're setting up a network of manufacturers. We're going to be setting up drop-off locations, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that our staff and our patients have a mask that they can wear. We're also working on additional protective gear for our team members, such as face shields. We're going to be doing a couple of other things. We're going to be providing options for counseling for those of you that maybe are struggling mentally right now, whether it's sadness or feeling of isolation or just the unknown around financial difficulty. We're going to be giving you options on where you can call and talk to somebody about that. I would also encourage you to talk to each other. Maybe listen to each other around what each person is doing. But when you do that, I ask that you please keep a positive mindset around the organization. If you're talking to a peer, please do your best to refrain from being negative about the company. I promise you, we're doing everything we can for the long-term protection of all employee owners. Leadership is working around the clock, and our immediate goal for our employee owners is to provide pay and benefits. So although you may go on a 65% pay, you are still getting your benefits, such as health insurance. And then our longer-term goal is to put plans in place to get the company back up to 100% so all of us can be paid at 100%. So here's my promise to you. We're going to make sure that you are informed. We are going to be doing weekly voicemails like this, and then we are also going to be doing a call-in State of the Union where you will be able to call in and listen to live conversation and be able to list your questions through a link status, and then we can read those questions back and answer them. So we're going to keep you informed. My promise to you is that we're going to give you helpful tools to budget and spend, such as Smart Dollar and helpful tips. My promise to you is that we're going to give you help with mental health, and if you're feeling sad, isolated, have financial difficulty, or other things. We also have Compassion Bridge team, and there are people in the organization that are going to fund that thing to make sure that we have enough money to help every need that comes. Team, we're going to get through this. We are going to get through this. We're going to get through it as a nation, We're going to get through it as an organization, and you are going to get through this as a family. We are committed to getting through this together. I promise. I hope that y'all continue to live a life of love, serve those around you, whether it's in your neighborhood or your family or the organization. Remember, live a life of love. We'll talk to y'all soon.